Okay, I'm John Osier, and this is Jaguars.com Live on Facebook, or Ozone Live on Facebook, if you will. It's our weekly social media extravaganza. And we are joined today by Jaguars center Brandon Linder. But first, because it is a social media show, we go over to Social Media Guy. Social Media Guy, how are you today?
I'm doing well, John. How are you doing today?
Are you ready to knock it out of the park today?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
It's time to go.
That's right.
Brandon Linder.
Hey, how you doing?
Year four for you now.
Yep.
Hard to believe?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It seems like yesterday, you know, I came in, all the same O-line guys are there with me, with my class, and, I mean, it's been fun.
Well, talk about, it's year four, but in a lot of ways it's year one.
Right.
Because Tom Coughlin's here, Doug Marone's in a different role. Just tell me about, you've been in for 10 days, what do you feel? What's the difference?
I mean, everything's just real cut and dry. You know, there's no gray area, and that's nice. As a player, that's what you want. You know, tell me how you want me to coach me. You know, I'm here to be coached. So there's no, like, looking around, trying to figure out what I need to do. It's just this, you got to do these things to succeed. And, you know, I've only known one thing, and that's the Jaguars now that I've been here going on year four. So now this is a little change, and it's nice.
There's been so much talk with Tom coming in, with Doug being the head coach, the win now, the more discipline. That's what the fans talked about. Have you felt that? Did you anticipate that coming in, and is it what you thought it would be?
Yeah, I mean, everything, it's nice. Again, it's a change, and like I said, it's more, it's not like it wasn't, what we had last year was wrong, but this is just different, and everyone's excited to get to work, and, I mean, you've seen that in the past 10 days that we've been here.
Now, without putting yourself in any trouble, difference in Doug now as opposed to difference in Doug as an offensive line coach. What's the relationship? How is he different?
I mean, he's the same guy as always. I mean, you know, we would crack jokes a little bit more in the O-line room, and now he's up there in front of everyone, so we can't be doing the same thing. But, I mean, he's making it light and having fun with it, so it's good.
So you know him, obviously, better than most players. Tell me about him as a coach and just his approach. I mean, there's a deadly serious guy that we all see, but what is he like as a coach? Can you describe it?
I mean, he's a great motivator. That's one thing I know on game day, especially when he took over the last two games last year. I mean, everyone was ready to go. And as a coach, like I said, there's no gray area. It's just this is what we need to do to win. And, you know, you execute that and it works. And I mean, he's a great teacher, like technician. I know last year with the O-line, I mean, I feel like I got better a lot in my technique and things that kind of went to the wayside the past couple of years.
Now, he went into a lot of detail from the start, had you guys over on the side. Was that his best trait as an offensive line coach, just in terms of the detail and the technique that he got you guys into quickly?
Yeah, I mean, just very detail-oriented.
Have you met Tom Coughlin yet?
Yeah, I've had some conversations with him.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, very serious guy. Same kind of deal. I mean, there's no kind of BSing around. So, I mean, that's good.
Let's go over to social.
All right, Brandon, this first one comes from Instagram. It says, what team has the hardest defensive line to prepare for?
What team? Hardest D-line? I mean, the Texans, that was a great D-line this year. You know, they gave us some problems that we had to adjust to. But, yeah, definitely a good D-line.
All right, this one also comes from Instagram. It says, what was the hardest adjustment you had to make from moving from guard to moving to center a couple of years ago?
Obviously, just starting to play. I'm snapping it. You know, no mess-ups there. So I think snapping was the big thing.
Now, beyond that with center, you had played in the past. I think high school was the last time you played extensively last year. We all made a big deal of it in the media, but it is an adjustment. How did that first year go? How would you grade yourself, I guess?
I mean, I felt like it went well. Always, you know, you're always looking to get better. I was looking at the other centers in the league, some of the top centers, and kind of taking little tidbits from them and trying to mold it into my game. So, I mean, I think it went well. Obviously, there's tons of areas for improvement, and that's what's going to happen this year.
Comfort level, when did you feel like you reached it?
I felt good in camp. You know, I felt like, you know, once we started practicing every day with the hitting and, you know, shoulder pads on and everything, and then into the preseason, I started to feel comfortable, like, okay, this is my new position.
Is it something where you look at it now and say, okay, I'm here, I'm at a level, but in year two at that position, I can get better? And if so, where?
Yeah, I mean, 100% can get better. I mean, just the little things, little technique things. I mean, a lot of it's mental. You know, with me and Blake now, You know, reading the defenses, making the calls, just being on top of it because you're the one starting to play for everyone now to make their call. So I think communication-wise is the big thing there too.
You obviously spent a lot of time with Blake off the field in terms of preparation. Tell me about him coming into this season and what your thoughts are on him going forward.
Yeah, I mean, he's been out in California this whole time working out. I know he's been throwing with his coaches out there. But yeah, I mean, that's all that guy wants to do is get better, and he was his biggest critic last mm-hmm. year, you know. So I'm expecting big things from him this year.
Let's go back to social.
All right, this one also comes from Instagram. Do you know a guy
Instagram named, or Twitter?
Instagram. DC Smiles on Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay, his question is, do you like Clark the Shark 32 or Joe Pa 7 more?
Dang, that's a tough one because they're both great guys. I can't answer that one. It might create a fight.
Now, speaking of Twitter, your Twitter feed is, well, disturbing, I guess is the best way to put it.
To some people.
But it's all about hunting and fishing on Twitter for you. Tell me about that. How big a part of your life is that? And you started fishing and hunting basically when you were born, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah, that's a huge part of my life. That's what I do to get away from the game. I mean, you got to find something to kind of step back and kind of recharge the batteries. But yeah, I mean, hunting and fishing, I've been doing that since I was a kid, and now it's just evolved into, you know, part of my life. And, you know, after the game of football, I'm sure I will find something in one of those two industries, if not both, to continue working.
You and Jeff Lagerman go out and hang out and just kill things? Is that
yeah, actually, I was talking to him yesterday. We were just, you know, swapping stories, so it was cool.
What's your, I say this off the air, fishing or hunting, preference? Or
I get that question all the time, and it's tough, but I don't know. There's something about being on the water. You know, you can do so many different types of fishing and experience so many different cool places. So I'd have to say fishing.
So what's the coolest? What's the best thing?
I mean, if I could have my ideal trip, I'm in the Bahamas. You know, I've been fishing all morning. Now you get in the water. We're free diving, spear fishing, getting lobster, conch, shooting hog, snapper, grouper, and then you just riding in back to the marina. You know, sunset, and then you hit the bars at night.
You can tell by the deadness in my eyes. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I could be lying. You don't know.
Well, plenty of people have lied to me. Back to social. Anything else?
That sucks.
All right, this is a 2-part question. How heavy was the biggest turkey you've ever shot, and how many turkeys did you kill this year?
This year I've killed 3 turkeys, and the heaviest one this year was 19.4 pounds, which was big for Florida. He's an Osceola. That's a type of subspecies of turkey, but it's been a good turkey season this year.
Now, is there a limit to how many per season?
You can kill 2 in Florida, and then you can kill 3 in Georgia, so one of them was up in Georgia.
So you got 2 more. Some point, right?
2 more up in Georgia at some point. I think I might be done though for this year. It's fishing season.
Is that okay?
Along with football season.
Coach. Along with football season.
Yeah.
Back to social. Or are we good?
No. All right. So this last one comes from Facebook. It says, "What's your favorite animal to hunt?"
I would say I love turkey hunting. It's a very interactive style of hunting. You know, you're calling them. You're on your foot. You know, you're moving. And it's, you know, you're not just sitting in a deer stand, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I love turkey hunting.
Now, Ben Franklin said the turkey was the most intelligent bird.
Who was that?
Did you know that? Ben Franklin. He was famous back in the 1700s.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty cool.
Well, I'll talk a little history to you. You can talk hunting.
Yeah, perfect.
Tell me about the offensive line. Okay, good. Well, woo.
That was our first president, right?
I like that. I don't think so. I'll ask J.P. Shattuck. He's our history buff. Tell me about the offensive line. Some criticism last couple of years. Where do you see the offensive line going? Can this be an elite unit?
Yeah, I think this is a great group we have. You know, very tight knit group. You know, we love doing stuff off the field together. And I think it's just taking that next step. And I think Coach Flats and Coach Sperano is gonna help us along the way. And exactly, we just need to take that next step.
First impression of Coach Flats?
Great guy. Obviously, he's won 2 Super Bowls. So he knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, he's coached pro bowlers, all pros. So, I mean, all you can do is listen and be coached.
Do you expect, not to get into depth, but scheme changes with him, approach, Will it be an adjustment?
It's kind of – it's a stem off of all the same stuff we had last year. So there's nothing – there's not going to be too much that's changing, but he's just going to coming at it a different way.
Gotcha. And we'll go back to social for one more.
All right, Brandon, this one comes from Roger Harvey III. It says, where is your favorite place to play?
My favorite place to play? There ain't nothing playing like Duval right here, man. Home
just,
crowd.
Just back out back.
Yeah. That's I love it.
So much excitement for this season and this regime. Are you feeling it? And where can this team head? What can it do this year?
Yeah, I mean, full of excitement. There's sky's the limit. I mean, we could do anything. And, you know, it starts right now in OTAs, you know, getting better.
Is it a vastly different feeling right now?
Yeah, I would say it is for sure.
In what way?
I mean, just everyone's coming to work, ready to go, happy, and competing. That's the biggest thing. I mean, you've seen it now, again, 10 days in, just lifting weights and running on the field. Everyone's competing against each other in a good way, trying to make everyone else better.
Gotcha. Brandon Linder, I appreciate you joining us very much. I enjoyed it. And that's Brandon Linder on Facebook, on Ozone Live on Facebook.